The Gemara in Daf Hem Beis and Tainus brings down a Memra. The Gemara says in Amar Vitzel Kol Emer Rachav Rachav Miyad Nikri. Anyone who says Rachav Rachav Miyad becomes a Bal Keri. So the and the Gemara ends up saying that's only Biyadiv Makira. It's only someone who is Biyadiv Makira. If you know her and you're Makira, Taisa says that it means he was he knows her and Baalea, and then you have this inyan of Miyad Nikri. So I saw a Gavadlik Hezber from David Kohn Shlita, the Baal Gvul Yavitz. In Lefi this is Masber, a Gemara in Megillah. So the Gemara says in Megillah, in the Afidat and Beis, that Yeshua only had banos and not banim. He did not have any male children, only female children, only daughters. So he says, what's the pshat in that? So he says, the Gemara says in Nidan, Daf Lamadaf and Beis, that Ishmezir etchila yoledes nekeva, Ishmezir etchila yoledes zachar. So in order to be mailed scharim, so a person has to see to it that his Isha is Mazras Tchila, and the Gemara there says that they used to be Mashan Atzma Betan Kedushir Azirin Hashem Tchila. They would work it out that the Isha should be Mazir Tchila before the Ish, and that's how they get Banim Schar. But he says about Yeshua, the Gemara says in Megillah over there that he was actually married to Rachav. It says he was Megayah her and he married Rachav. So in Megillah by Yeshua, there was always this Indian of Kol Emer, Rachav Rachav Miyah Nikri, he was always one who was Mazriya Tchila, and being that he is Mazriya Tchila, so then Mimele only had Banas, not Banim, because in order to have Banim, it has to be that the Isha is Mazriya Tchila, so that, Musig, what the Gemara says, the Bantan Havilei Velo Banim, that is a result of him being married to Rachav, a Pithig Marvi here, the Kol Emer, Rachav Rachav Miyah Nikri, and Mimele, he only had daughters and not sons.